Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 28th, confession time. This is my second take. I was 8 minutes in and had just finished the first passage. And I know some of you are commuting to work, and so we got to do that a little bit more quickly. Let's look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, verses 45 through 61. We read the similar passage in Mark's Gospel last Thursday. That just reminded me that Matthew, Mark, and Luke are what we call synoptic Gospels. So we really think that Matthew and Luke were able to look at what Mark had written, and then they just adapted it and also added on to it parts of the story that they saw that perhaps Mark didn't record for whatever reason. Do you remember some of Matthew's themes? So he wants to connect everything with prophecy in the Old Testament. Also, he highlights the roles of women and also cares for those who are downtrodden. And so you may see some of that in his retelling of Jesus' death. One thing that is different here is that Matthew recognizes that there was an earthquake when Jesus dies. Mark didn't mention it, but Matthew found that it was important to talk about that. And I was thinking about the fact that the rocks would cry out and say that the Lord was who he is, he's the Messiah, if the people didn't praise him, and how even in the death of the Lord of the universe, the earth knew it, and the earth shook. Starting in verse 45. From noon until the 3 o'clock, the whole land was covered with darkness. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you deserted me? That's from Psalm 22, verse 1. Some of those standing there heard Jesus cry out. They said, he's calling for Elijah. Right away, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar and put it on a stick. He offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. After Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he died. At that moment, the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. The rocks split. Tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs. After Jesus was raised from the dead, they went into the holy city. There they appeared to many people. The Roman commander and those guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened. They were terrified. They exclaimed, he was surely the Son of God. Not very far away, many women were watching. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to take care of his needs. Mary Magdalene was among them. Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, was also there. So was the mother of Zebedee's sons. As evening approached, a rich man came from the town of Arimathea. His name was Joseph. He had become a follower of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb. Then he went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there across from the tomb. I wish we could talk more about it, but let's move on now to Luke's Gospel. Remember, our first reading is this 180-day progression through the whole Bible. So we've moved through the Old Testament, and now we're through Jesus' life, and we'll go into some of the letters and the Acts of the Apostles soon. But our second reading is, we're starting Luke's gospel, and we'll read the whole of Luke's gospel over a matter of days. And so we've gotten to the point in the story in Luke chapter 1, verse 39, where Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. Remember, Zechariah was visited by the angel Gabriel, and then Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, and now Mary runs to Elizabeth's house. Well, I don't know if she runs. It's quite a ways away. But when she gets there, we are going to hear what happens in the story today. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in Judea's hill country. There she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby inside her jumped, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she called out, "God has blessed you more than other women, and blessed is the child you will have. But why is God so kind to me? Why has the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard the sound of your voice, the baby inside me jumped for joy. You are a woman God has blessed. You have believed that the Lord would keep his promises to you." Mary said, "My soul gives glory to the Lord. My spirit delights in God my Savior. He has taken note of me, even though I am not considered important. From now on, all people will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. His name is holy. He shows his mercy to those who have respect for him, from parent to child down through the years. He has done mighty things with his powerful arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their deepest thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up people who were not considered important. He has filled the good things those who are hungry, but he has sent away empty those who are rich. He has helped the people in Israel who serve him. He has always remembered to be kind to Abraham and his children down through the years. He has done it just as he promised to our people of long ago." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months. Then she returns home. What a neat story about Mary visiting Elizabeth here, who immediately blesses her. John, the child that is in Elizabeth's womb, leaps for joy. And then Mary responds with what we call the Magnificat, or her song of praise. This story reminds us that there are two women here that are filled with expectancy. And then they lift many praises to God. And I just want to thank the Lord today for this precious song that reminds us that God is faithful. My thankfulness this week was for his faithfulness and that he shows mercy to those who have respect for him. Let's move on over now to the Proverbs. Today we're in Proverbs 28, verse 5. "Sinful people don't understand what is right, but those who worship the Lord understand it completely." I want to turn this proverb into a prayer. Lord, help me to understand what is right. Help me to worship you and to do what is right as an act of worship. Okay, before we pray today, let's do our memory verse. Does anybody remember it? Where is it? John chapter 15, verse 5. I'm going to read it today in the New International Reader's Version, and then we'll see how it compares with what we've been learning so far. "I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain joined to me and I to you, you will bear a lot of fruit. You can't do anything without me." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day, the opportunity we have to read your word. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for the curtain that was torn from top to bottom, signifying that we have access in your throne room, Lord. This is such a mighty privilege that we have. And we thank you, Lord, for the hope of the empty tomb. We also thank you, Lord, for Mary's song and also the expectancy that she and Elizabeth both had. Help us, Lord, to be expectant about what you will do in our lives, even when we cannot see a way through in this very moment. Father, according to the Proverbs, help us to know what is right and to do it. And then finally, Lord, we pray that we would be joined to you and that we would bear a lot of fruit. And now, Lord, would you bless and keep my brothers and sisters? Lord Christ, would you go before them to prepare a way of service? Would you go behind them to gather up their efforts for your glory? Would you go beside them as leader and guide? Would you go with them as comfort and stay? Would you go beneath them to uphold them with everlasting arms? And then finally, Lord, would you go above them to reign as Lord supreme? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.